诗歌告诉我们，主的爱，主的手带领我们。所以千万拜托，请弟兄姊妹们不要再皱眉头了，你要笑一笑。我们要为几样事情祷告，好不好？心里快乐，向神仰望，心里有喜乐，好不好？我们向神仰望。我们今天呢，要特别为着呀这个 Michelle 祷告，我们也特别要为着这个黄牧师祷告。我们的牧师已经动身到马来西亚去，已经一个礼拜了啊，所以我们要一直为他祷告，让他这次到家人团聚，一切都好，好不好？弟兄姊妹当中有什么要孝带祷的吗？谢谢大家准时来，有不准时来的，下次不要不准时来，好不好？来了以后大家安安静静预备心，一同敬拜神，这样比较好。好，我们一起低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你爱你手真是牵引我们的路程。我们常常为着很多的事情愁烦，心里不快乐，没有歇息向你仰望，恳求你记住饶恕我们，加添我们信心，加添我们力量，让我们遭遇困难挑战，真是再次仰望你自己的恩典。我们把米歇尔仰望在你的手中，求你自己恩待怜悯，与他同在，让他在人生的道路当中自在经历耶和华是他的牧子，耶和华你没有离开他，耶和华你带领他倾巢地上，耶和华你怜悯他，你保守他，也可以安然度过死荫的幽谷。我们特别为着我们的牧师黄牧师祷告，为着他两夫妇已经动身到马来西亚探亲，求主就与他们同在，恩待他们有与家人美好的团聚，使用他们在那边也把福音传开，保守黄牧师夫妇平安地回到我们中间。我们今天到运动会、各堂会、生命堂都要过来，求你保守弟兄姊妹们平安抵达营地，和大家一同不但有身体的锻炼，是在和弟兄姊妹们也好的团契。谢谢你看顾怜悯我们，直到如今我们一下子要向主你仰望，要读你的话，就恳求主与我们同在，你开我们的心眼，让我们不但明白，我们可以实践，我们不但实践，我们可以得到操练，我们不但得到操练，我们实在也懂得怎么样把你的话与人分享。求你听我们的祷告，靠来主耶稣基督的名祈求的，阿们。我们当中有一位新来的姊妹是大陆过来的苏姊妹，你好，欢迎你你站起来吗？给大家认识一下我们不会唱这首诗歌，但是我太太会唱，那么请大家站起来，我们唱一首欢迎歌。那不但欢迎你，也欢迎大家，所以你一跟他握手，旁边的人跟他握手，那其他人拜托好不好，我们也握握手一起来真欢迎你，在主里真心欢迎，握握手好吗？真欢迎你，在主里真心欢迎，大家一起唱那个。我们欢迎你，真欢迎你，在主里真心欢迎，哈利路亚，我们欢迎你。真欢迎你，在主里真心欢迎。好，谢谢大家。将来素姊妹，我们欢迎你常常来我们中间，好吗？我们今天要念的圣经只有两节，是在罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
Passage for today is located in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章第一节到第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
早着了，我就用华语念一遍。所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化， 叫你们查验何为上帝的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们今天要讲奉献。
We will be talking about service today.
我们今天讲 offering， 讲奉献究竟是什么啊
？So what is offering？
我们每一次讲到奉献的时候，有些人有点紧张啊，就以为是要讲钱啊，要讲十亿奉献啦，等等等等的。
So when the word offering is mentioned, some people become very anxious, thinking that it would have to do with money or tithing.
如果你认为讲奉献讲钱呢、啊，我要叫你有点失望，因为我今天讲的比奉献钱更厉害。
Because if you think it is about money, then you will be disappointed. Today I will talk about offering that is beyond money.
我们讲奉献究竟讲什么呢
？So what is offering？
我们刚才已经念了罗马书第一章、第十二章第一节、第二节。
So、we just read verses 1 and 2 of Romans 12.
第一节告诉我们说将身体献上所以我不是跟你讲钱我是跟你讲将身体献上当作活祭
so Romans 1 verse 12 chapter 12 verse 1 says present your bodies as living and holy sacrifice
用另外一句话讲今天当我们讲奉献的时候
so when we talk about offering
我们其实讲一个很重要的道理
we are talking about a very important
那就是一个人怎么样认识上帝当他认识了上帝以后他的生活他的行为究竟有什么贡献有什么奉献
it is about how a person upon knowing Jesus Christ what changes will that person undergo in his daily life
我们的奉献不单单是包括金钱
because offering is not merely to do with money
我刚才已经讲了如果你以为我今天单单要讲钱你就失望了
so as I said earlier if you think I'm talking about money you will be disappointed
我们今天讲的不单是奉献金钱我们讲的奉献超过了是把身体献上当作活祭的
So today offering that I will talk about is not just money it is offering your body which is beyond money as a living offering
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们为什么要把我们的身体献上当作活祭呢
So then why do we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifice
一个人会这样做因为他有一个认识有一个经历有一个认识有一个经历所以他才会那样做的
A person is willing and will do so because this person has a knowledge and experience
罗马书第十二章第一节怎么样讲呢
Romans 12:1 again
这里头一句话就告诉我们说所以
The first word starts with therefore
为什么讲所以呢
Why therefore
因为罗马书基本上是分成两个大部分第一章到第十一章，第十二章到第十六章。
Because the book of Romans is split into two sections, from chapter 1 to chapter 11 as the first section, and 12 and beyond as the second section.
第一章到第十一章讲什么呢
？So chapters 1 to 11.
第一章到第十一章讲我们人类的堕落，我们的败坏。我们的阶级就是灭亡啊
Because chapters 1 to 11 talks about the fall of humankind, and the end of that is
世界上所有的人已经犯罪了
Because everyone in this world has sinned.
没有一个人能够救自己我们每一个人、啊、从内到外都是败坏了的人
And no one is able to save himself because we are rotten in and out
罗马书第一章到第十一章告诉我们说神有大恩神拯救我们
And Romans has said that God is gracious and he has saved us
神不但拯救犹太人
God not only saved the Jews,
神拯救非犹太人
God also saved the Gentiles.
神不但拯救那些有钱有教育的人
God not only saved the, those who are rich and educated.
圣经也告诉我们说神拯救世界上所有的人甚至那些我们看不起的那些人
And And the Bible also says God's grace saves everyone in this world, even those that we look down upon.
当保罗长篇大论的讲，从第一章、第二章一直讲，讲到第十一章的时候。
So when Paul continues his dissertation from chapters 1 to 12,
他把上帝给他的信息福音讲得清楚明白了。
And he explained the good news that God has given him.
到了第十一章的结尾啊，他就用赞美、用感叹来结束这一大段的经文。
As he approached chapter 11, the end of this chapter, he turned to praise and thanksgiving.
第十一章第三十三节怎么样开始呢
chapter 11 verse 33
他说圣哉啊神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的众计何其难寻谁知道主的心谁做过他的谋士呢谁是先给了他是他何来赏还呢 因为万物有都是本以他依靠他归以他连荣耀归给他直到永远 Amen.
Chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who was first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him,Be the glory forever. Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，从另外一句话讲
，In other words,
罗马书第十二章是接下上面所讲的。
So Romans chapter 12 is connecting to the phrases above.
讲什么呢？讲那些蒙大恩的人心里面要有感恩，要有报恩。
And it is talking about those who have been saved by grace and how thankful they are.
上面讲神的拯救。
Upper portion talks about the salvation.
上面讲我们人类的不配。
It talks about how unworthy are.
上面讲神的怜悯，神可怜我们这一般，结局是死亡的人。
And how God's mercies are upon those of, like us.
所以第十二章就用那个“所以”两个字来告诉我们，应该把身体献上，当作活祭。
So chapter 12 starts with the word therefore.
那最少我们要有两个认识。
So we have to know two points.
第一个认识，我们要认识上帝，我们是创造主，神是我们的救赎主。
First, we have to recognize that God is the creator and He created us.
亲爱的弟兄们、姐妹们，上帝有主权，上帝也有管理权。
God has the authority and He also has the control.
我们常常讲主权。
He has the lordship.
为什么是主权呢
Why is that so?
因为神已经买了我们救赎了我们买赎所以他有主权
So he has the lordship because he has already purchased and saved us
但是不要忘记上帝对我们也有主也有管辖权
But not only that God also the Lord also has authority over us
比方说我们当中一个人很有钱他有十二辆汽车
So say for instance if someone among us is very
Rich.
Prosperous and rich and has 12 vehicles.
他有十二辆汽车，但是不会开汽车。
But this person is not able to drive.
他可以把十二辆的汽车卖掉。
Could sell all these 12.
因为他有主权。
Because he owns and has.
但是非常可惜，这个人呢，可能不会开车。
But he may be able to sell the cars, but not drive the cars.
所以一个人有主权，没有等于一个人有管理权。
So a person who owns something may not necessarily be able to operate.
一个人常常以为上帝是我的救主，上帝是对我有主权。
So oftentimes we say, Lord, the Lord has a lordship over me.
所以我们乖乖的礼拜天一点半来这里做礼拜。
So we are obedient and we come to church every Sunday.
等下三点回到家里，我们就活我们的，我们就干我们的，我们就照自己的意思走啊。
And so after service at 3, you go home and you are yourself again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个人如果有这样的心态的话，他就没有明白他的身体，他的一切原来是属于主的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if that is the way you live, then you have not really understood how God has lordship over you.
一个人的认识决定了他的心态。
So a person's belief will determine his attitude.
一个人的心态就决定了他的价值观。
A person's attitude will determine his values.
一个人的价值观就决定了他的动机。
A person's values will determine his actions.
一个人的动机就决定了他的行动。
A person's motivation, rather, will determine his.
为什么一个人会有那样的心态啊
？So why would a person have such an attitude?
那在乎你自己对人生、对上帝、对救主你的认识是什么吗
？So you have to ask, what is your an attitude towards understanding and knowing God?
一个人的心态决定了他的价值观，一个人的价值观决定了他的动机，一个人的动机决定了他的行动是什么。
So a person's attitude determines a person's values, and the values determines your motivation, and your motivation, your actions.
在福建的长乐，听说有一个老板要嫁女儿。
There is once this story about a boss who's about to marry off his daughter.
很好，很，不然他做我们会有多好啊。
Would have been this person would be nice if he were a part of our church.
他的女儿的嫁妆有八千万的人民币哦。
Because the dowry that goes with the daughter's wedding was a big sum of money.
他的钢铁厂的股份有多少万？有七千万啊。
And there were
seventy million
of
人民币。
人民币。
哎呀，不要再去讲他了，讲太多了，你口水一直流了。你想想靠那个做爷爷奶奶的红包一给啊，一个人是给五百万哦。
So they were giving out the 红包 right? And each 红包 was like
five million. 我不大明白现在人民币值美金多少。
I'm not sure.
这个差不多一百万总有的啦。
I'm not sure what is the conversion, but it's about
five million would be $1 million.
Would be $1 million in American dollars.
哇，你想。红包这个这样的红包精彩不精彩
？That would be a very generous 红包。
所以下次你包红包不要五百块，那太差了。
So a $500 红包 is not much to compare.
你要记得那个长乐的老板一包是五百万啊。
So this particular shopkeeper,
not shopkeeper boss,
boss was very generous.
你想想看，好不好这个样子
？Look at this.
那个新娘是这个样子哦。
That was the bride.
你看那个手镯啊，那个哇，没有地方放了啊。
The gold bracelets and the gold necklaces.
放到没有地方放，挂了啊。
There is not enough room to pin everything.
我要告诉你，一个人的认识决定他的心态。
I have to insist that a person's
knowledge
will determine your attitude.
他的心态。决定他的价值观。
And your attitude will determine your values.
你盼望不盼望这个小姐做你家的媳妇？盼望不盼望
？Do you like this bride to be your daughter-in-law?
如果你盼望，也不要紧，这是你的事，我就晓得你的价值观到哪里了。
It is okay if you like a daughter-in-law like this, but I ask you, where is your value?
你的价值观呢，就决定你的动机，你的动机就决定你的行动是什么。
Because your values will determine your motivation, and your motivation, your actions.
你要不要看另外一个个案
？Here's another.
啊，在浙江啊，听说有一个企业家为他的母亲办豪华的葬礼。
In another province in China, in Zhejiang, there was one funeral.
请你注意啊，他那个丧车有几辆？有九辆。
There were nine limousines.
请你注意那个吹喇叭的有一千人哦。
And there were 1,000 people, playing the trumpet.
你看多精彩啊！九辆哦，不是一辆哦，九辆哦。
Nine limousines.
你看看，还有那个 TV screen 到处走哦。
And even the TV screen was everywhere.
哎，你看看。你看吹喇叭的有一千人，我们这个堂位的人全部去做喇叭队还不够啊。
The band was 1,000 people. All of us here are not enough to make that band.
你看只有总统才有礼炮，他16门哦，你看礼炮。
And even cannons.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我要请问你，你跟我认识上帝吗
？D Dear brothers and sisters, I have to ask you and ask ourselves, do we know the Lord?
我要问一问我自己，我要问一问弟兄姊妹们，我们是为钱而活吗？
I ask myself and I ask you, do we live for money?
我要问一问清楚，谁是我们的上帝啊？
I have to ask this very clearly, who is our Lord?
究竟盲人钱是我们的上帝，还是救主是上帝，耶稣基督是我们的上帝啊？
Is it mammon or money being our Lord, or is it really the Lord Jesus Christ?
究竟今天谁把我们从罪恶里面救出来啊？
So who has saved us from sin?
究竟我们今天是为谁而活啊？
And who do we live for today?
今天我们活在这世上究竟是为了什么啊？
And why, what is the purpose of our living here today?
罗马书第十二章清楚地讲，所以你跟我都要记得，原来上帝对我们有救命之恩。
Romans chapter 12 starts with therefore it is God who has given us a salvation, and it is God whom we should be living for.
保罗这么样讲呢？
Paul said this.
他说我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，上帝的慈悲劝你们。
Paul said, I urge you by the mercies of God.
我要向大家宣布我没有机制啊。
I have to say it clear that I don't have any vehicles.
哪一家有三辆五辆的，我做完礼拜去你家了。
If you have three cars or five cars, I will be visiting.
对不对？然后我告诉你，我以上帝的慈悲欠你，你那一辆给我，好不好？
So can I say that by the mercies of God, I will take one of your cars?
你想一想啊。
Think about it.
我不过要你一辆汽车，你的脸色就变了。
See, if I ask this, your face starts to turn.
保罗是告诉罗马的信徒啊，我劝你们以身把身体献上哦。
And Paul said to the Romans, by the mercies of God, I urge you, present.
你说我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，劝什么？我不吃亏吗？我身体献上不吃亏吗
？What was he urging the Romans about? And he was urging by the mercies of God.
我是不是自由的人？I am a free man.
Yes, he is a free man.
我是一个来到自由的美国的人。
And I have come to the Americas as a free man.
难道我这个自由的人来到自由的美国，不能照我的办法过日子吗？
So since I am here in America as a free person, why can I not live freely?
我们奉献难道没有吃亏吗？
Have we ever been shortchanged?
如果我奉献了，我所拥有的不是已经减少了吗？
So if I offer what I have, then I would have less to keep.
如果我已经奉献了，我的钱财不是越来越少了吗？
So if I offer what I have, then my treasure would be less.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 这样的问题，如果你跟我还没有想清楚的话，我们根本还不晓得什么叫做跟从主耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters, if this problem is not sorted through, then we have not truly understood the mercies of God.
保罗说：“我以上帝的慈悲劝你们。”
So Paul again says, "By the mercies of God, I urge you."
因为保罗晓得一个人经历了神的拯救，就是经历了主权和管理权的转移。
Because Paul understood that once a person is saved by the grace of God, that that person has the lordship and the control by the Lord.
好多年以前啊，飞机上还可以抽烟。
Many years ago, it was not restricted to smoke inside the airplane.
我去坐飞机。
So when I boarded a plane,
坐在旁边那个人不抽烟。
And the person next to me was not a smoker.
哎呀，我太高兴了。
So I was relieved.
我说先生啊，我今天碰见你，我太高兴了。
So I said, Mister, I'm so glad I met you.
他说为什么啊？
And he said, why?
我说你不抽烟啊。
Because you don't smoke.
你抽烟我就完了，我熏到我昏昏的。
Because if you smoke, I would be totally terrible.
这个人呢说，哎呀，先生，你讲得太好了。
And he said, good that you said it.
你知道不知道，抽烟太不好了。
And he told me it is not good to smoke.
我的弟弟啊，现在不抽烟了。
And he said, my own brother has stopped
smoking. 身体长得很壮了，很好了，不再咳嗽了。
And he's quit smoking, and he has a good health.
所以他跟我，我跟他，我们两个人就讨论抽烟的不好，讨论多少久？讨论二十分钟。
So my seatmate and I have been talking about the benefits of not smoking, and we were talking for 12 hours.
二十分钟以后。
20 hours.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
这个人告诉我。
And this person told me,
他说对不起啊，我现在想抽烟了。
And he wanted to excuse himself to smoke.
二十分钟以后
，So 20 minutes after，
我们两个人讨论了
，And I stopped talking。
他明明晓得我不喜欢抽烟啊
，I thought he was saying that he won't smoke。
他也告诉我抽烟不好啊
，And he told me all the good things。
我们两个人讨论讨论，热烈的讨论
，And we were discussing and discussing。
Conclusion 就是不好抽烟
，And the conclusion was it's not good to smoke。
二十分钟以后
，20 minutes later，
他告诉我先生。对不住啊，我想抽烟了，现在。
And he excused himself because he needed a smoke.
我问你啊，这个人的主人是谁
？So I ask you, who is the lord of this person?
这个人的主人是香烟。
The lord is cigarettes.
这个人 ，the master of this man is cigarette. 这个人的 master， 这个人的主人是谁啊 ？This man's
master. Master. Who is the master of this man?
是香烟啊。
It's cigarettes.
是要他的命啊。
Which is taking hold of his life.
那现在我问你，我用上帝的慈悲欠你。
So now I urge you by the mercies of God.
从今以后把身体献上。
That to offer your bodies.
不要再抽烟了。
Don't smoke anymore.
那是对你好，是对你不好。
It is for your good or bad.
我要请问你，这个是不是以上帝的慈悲欠你啊？
Is it not by the mercies of God that I urge you?
谁是你跟我的主人
？So who is your master and my master?
你跟我真的是我们的主人吗
？Is it who is your true master?
我们真的能够管理我们吗
？Can you and I truly master our own selves?
真的在人生的道路中，你跟我是真的主人吗
？As we journey through life.
你真 你跟我真的是好的主人吗
？Or are you and I good masters？
今天的问题在于谁是我们真正的主人
？So the question today is who is our true master？
什么意思叫做蒙恩的救
？So who what is it meant to be saved by？
一个真正蒙恩的救的人，就是让上帝做他的主人。上帝是慈悲的主人。
One who is saved by grace means that God is your master.
因为上帝是我的主人。
Because God is my master.
所以我的人生才有好结局。
So my life will be fulfilled.
因为上帝是我的主人。
Because God is my master.
他在掌管我的人生。
And he has control over my life.
我这短暂的人生才有好的结局，因为上主、创造主、救主是我的好主人。
So I will have good outcome in this short life because God is my master.
在罗马书第十二章第一节告诉我们什么
？Romans 12:1.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝没有拯救东西。
Dear brothers and sisters, God has no.
不是拯救。
It's not saving a matter, a thing.
不是。不是东西。
It's not saving a thing.
钻石稀罕，上帝没有救他。Diamond.
Diamond is not
precious.
It's precious, but God did not save the diamond.
世界上啊，连这么凶悍的老虎都要接种了。
Even a very fierce
tiger.
Tiger will have.
对不对
？Offspring.
现在我们要去保护老虎了，对不对？
So now we are protecting the endangered tigers.
世界上还不会接种的大概就是人，对不对？人太多了。我请问你，这么多的人，人稀罕不稀罕
？And there is no population control among humans.
物以稀为贵。Because the thing is not too much, so it will be precious.
Okay. Because there is Because there's less supply than there is more demand for it. There's more value for it.
人没有稀。
Now there's not a shortage of supply of people.
没有。人有什么稀罕
？And it is not.
Well, yeah.
Humans are so bountiful that there is not a shortage.
我有时候看报纸啊，人命太不值钱。
And if you look at the papers, you will see that life is so.
Yeah, life is not precious.
It's not precious anymore.
人怎么样杀人？人怎么样对付人？人稀罕在哪里呀、啊、
？Because life is taken so lightly that there's no value to given to life.
所以我有时候想到上帝对我的爱，像我这样不稀罕的人，上帝爱我，哎呀，太好了，神爱我。
So when I think about how God loves a person such as I that is not to be treasured.
一个蒙恩得救的人。
So one who has been saved by grace.
一个人呢、啊，因为蒙恩得救才懂得要奉献。
And it is because we are saved by grace that we know to offer, make an offering.
但是对不起啊。
But
excuse me.
I beg your pardon.
不是所有的奉献是因为蒙恩得救。
Not all offering are from being saved by grace.
在印尼有一个教会。
In Indonesia, there is this church.
他有一个会友。
A churchgoer.
啊，这个会友啊，每一年总会来礼拜堂一次。
And he comes to church once a year.
来了做什么呢
？What he does?
送钱。
Is to deliver money.
他就把钱送来。
And he came with an offering.
一年十二个月的月间他都交清楚了。
And he gave his offering for 12 months.
然后其他的日子做什么
？And other days.
他干他的事了，他从不来不做礼拜。
He would not come to church.
他做他的事情。
And he would do his own thing.
他过自己的生活。
And he lived his own life.
他把上帝忘记了。
And he forgot about God.
忘记几天
？How many days?
忘记364天。
364 days.
到了明年。
The next year.
他又记得了。
He remembers.
又来向上帝报道了。
And he comes to check in.
对不起啊，他的奉献可能都比你多。
But he must say he has a very big offering.
但是请问你这样的奉献有没有感恩啊？
But is there a gratitude in this kind of
offering? 请问你这样的奉献的后面有没有一个得救的灵魂啊？
Is there a truly saved soul behind this offering?
一个真正蒙恩得救的人一定会有奉献。
Because a person who is truly saved by grace,
他一定想用什么办法做一根贡献，我要报恩，我要为神做一点的工作。
And to think of any ways to respond and to repay.
因为他已经蒙了恩，因为他已经得救了。
Because he has been saved by grace.
在他的侍奉生涯里面，才会有真爱和甘心。
And through his offering, and there will be true love.And willingness.
有真的爱
It is genuine love.
有甘心
And thanksgiving.
为什么有真爱
Why?
为什么有甘心
Why is there genuine love and gratitude?
不会埋怨 不要计较
No grumbling and complaining.
他肯做
Because of his willingness.
他愿意做
Willing to do.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他基本上是一个蒙恩得救的人
Because is essentially this person has truly been saved.
当一个人是蒙恩得救的人
Now, when a person has been saved,
这个人、啊、才会主动，他才会有创意。为什么有主动？为什么创意？因为甘心情愿，他心里面有爱。
Because of his willingness in his heart, this person will initiate and willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请问你奉献身体比较难呢？还是奉献钱比较难。
So let me ask you, which is more difficult, to offer your body or offer your money?
当以前的人奉献的时候
，In the old days when they make an offer,
比方说他有钱
，If a person were rich,
他不是奉献鸽子
，It will not
not the dove, 不是鸽子
，Not offer a dove,
但是他奉献一头牛
，But it will be a calf,
值钱的
，Because it's more
当你把牛拉过来的时候
But when you pull that calf over,
牛说不要啊不要啊不要啊
Because the calf will resist.
我请问你牛痛还是他痛
So who is in pain, the calf or the person making the offering?
你拉一头牛
As you pull the calf,
牛说不要啊不要啊
And the calf will resist.
你说你不要我要啊就把它拉过来
So you do a tug of war with the goat.
我问你是你痛还是牛痛
So who is in pain?
谁痛？当然是牛痛，对不对？你有没有痛？有，心痛跟荷包痛，两个痛。
The calf is physically in pain，
对不对
？But the person is also in pain because it takes a lot of
你看见这一头牛这样值钱，你有没有心痛一点
？Because you might think you'll have to give up this valuable calf。
你的心有没有痛？你的荷包有没有痛？当然也会痛一点，所以心也痛，荷包也痛。
So it hurts in your heart and your pocketbook。
但是基本上来讲，当你把那一头牛拉到祭坛上面
，As you bring the calf to the offering altar，
把一把刀捅进去
，And you strike the calf with your knife，
把牛杀掉了
，And kill the calf，
牛痛你痛不痛？不大痛，牛痛你不痛。
the calf is in pain, but you will not.
不大痛，这头牛不能回家。
But the calf is not able to go back.
对不对？这头牛不能回家了，死了。
Because it's dead.
不能回家了。
So it can't go back.
但是如果你奉献活祭，会不会回家？
But if you make an offering that is living,
这头活的牛会不会回家？
The living calf will be able to go back.
为上帝死难。
But to die
very,
for the Lord,
it's very hard.
It's very hard.
但是为上帝活，对不起，更难。
But to live for the Lord is even harder.
为上帝死难。
To die for the Lord is hard.
但是总归你死了，不能再回来吗？
But if you're dead, then you can't go back.
那是不归之路吗？
So it's only one way.
但是你每一天活，每一天活，每一天把自己奉献给上帝，难啊！这条路真的是难走啊。
But if you live day after day after day for the Lord, it is even harder.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我要请问你，在人生跟随上帝的路上，哪一个更有价值？
Let me ask you, as you live this world for the Lord every day,
一个蒙恩得救的人，天天经历上帝的拯救，上帝的怜悯，上帝的安慰。
We enjoy the mercies and the comfort and the blessings of the Lord every day.
一个蒙恩得救的人，天天赞美神，赞美神，感谢你神，我又度过一天了。
And a person who has been saved will be very thankful in every day.
一个蒙恩得救的人，天天为主做见证，这仗仗我又打胜了，这个关我又突过了，这个挑战我又胜过了。
And every day, this person who has been saved by God will be thankful of having overcome the daily difficulties.
这个表示说，这个人的生活每一天都要查验上帝的旨意。
So this person is living and are being renewed in every day according to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，奉献是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is offering?
奉献不是单单钱，不是。
It is not merely money.
对不起，钱倒不是最重要。
Because money is not the most important thing.
是你的人，是你的心。
It is your person and your life.
你的人，你的心比你的钱更重要。
It is your heart, and that is more important than money.
世界上可以有很有钱的人。
So there are many rich people in this world.
他们一奉献，哇，讲百万，讲千万，讲万万的。
They may offer millions and billions of dollars.
我没有什么钱。
But I have no money.
我说不定有一天到天堂，我的冠冕比他大。
But if I go to when I go to heaven, my crown would be even bigger.
因为奉献是一个服事。
Because offering is a service.
服事就是一种奉献。
And service is a kind of offering.
一个人服事也好，一个人奉献还好，都应该明白上帝啊。你在我生命里的旨意是什么？
Whether you're making an offering or doing service, you should understand the Lord, what is His will in your life?
我不是要讨人的喜欢。
I'm not here to please people.
我甚至不是要讨我自己的喜欢。
I'm not even trying to please myself.
我心里面要做的，你心里面应该要做的是明白上帝的旨意，讨神喜欢。
But what I need to do is to understand the will of God and please the Lord.
一个人能够明白上帝的旨意，
so for a person who knows the will of God,
因为是在他灵命的成长里面，一天比一天更加成熟。
Because it becomes a process of maturing in your spiritual life every day.
一个人的心里的心意更新而变化。
And your life and your attitude becomes transformed.
那个老的我慢慢没有。
And the old self.
那种固执，那种自私，那种老我慢慢没有。
And the stubbornness and the selfishness of the old self disappears.
那个新的我一天比一天成长。
And the new person matures every day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是教会。
We are a church.
教会不是私会。
And the church is not a dead church.
我们教会不应该让私会乱七八糟的私会来影响我们。
Rather, the church is not a society and will not be mingled in.
我们越跟从主，我们要越成熟。
Because as we follow the Lord, we become more mature.
年纪大， 没有保证说我们越来越成熟。
Because just advancing in age does not necessarily mean maturity.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not follow the world.
那是在跟随主的路上啊，把我们每一个人的一生都敬献于主。
But as we follow the Lord in this life, that we would offer ourselves to Him.
敬献于主不是吃亏的事情。
Because you will not return empty-handed.
每一次当我们认识原来我们的侍奉原来我们的奉献有这样的价值
and you will realize that your offering and your service is indeed worth a lot.
我们有着最少四种基本的认识
There are four fundamental knowledge.
我们就会在跟随主的路上走得更好
and we will
走得更忠心更讨主喜悦
and we will walk even more closely with the Lord.
我们要低头祷告
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请莹莹姊妹为我们弹一首诗安静我们的心大家心里默默祷告
So as Sister Ying Ying is playing a hymn we ask that we bow our heads in silent prayer
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
The Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
让我们有机会可以服侍你，可以奉献给你。
That we have a chance to serve you and offer to you.
我们说献上的万不能报答你拯救我们的恩典。
What we have offered is not enough to compensate for what you have saved us.
我们感谢你，你愿意做我们人生的主人。
We thank you, Lord. We are willing to let you be our Lord.
我们就恳求慈悲的主人引导我们走完这条人生的道路。
So we pray from your mercy that you help us walk the rest of our lives.
求你饶恕接近听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
我们将祷告感谢仰望。
We pray and give thanks.
靠来主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。